I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this time, Elspeth shares a strange and wonderful recipe.
What if I told you I've been making grape pie? Would you believe me? Or like my mother, would you need me to cut you a slice to prove it? I learned about grape pie one fall when a friend had a bumper crop of our native fox grapes. Fox grapes grow up and down the East Coast from Maine to Florida. They're the wild species cultivars like Concord come from. And they have that same purpley-blue skin and tart, sweet flesh. They're nothing like the table grapes you find at the grocery store. They're not used to make wine either. Instead, they're best for sweets, jellies, juices, and pie. My first grape pie recipe came from a woman named Irene Bouchard of Naples, New York. Naples is home to a grape festival each fall, and Irene's recipe was published at harvest time in the local paper. I found it combing the internet for something to do with the mountain of fox grapes my friend had left on our stoop. Irene instructed me to wash the grapes and pick the good ones from the vines. After I cleaned the grapes, she told me to pop the inner pulp out from the skins so that they looked like a bowl of grape eyeballs on Halloween. She said to set the skins aside and boil the pulps and push the soft parts through a sieve until all that's left were the seeds. I tossed those in the compost and followed her last instruction, to mix the skins back in with the hot, seedless pulp, to leave this mixture to sit until the pigment from the skins dyed everything lilac purple. The kitchen filled with the musk of grapes. While I rolled out my crust and cut a lattice and whisked sugar and lemon juice and cornstarch into the grapes, I wondered at the strangeness of this pie I was making. Would the skins dissolve? Would the liquid thicken? Both seemed necessary for a good pie, and neither one seemed likely. But as soon as I pulled that first pie from the oven, I started to believe. The slices pulled out thick and even. If you can imagine the best of a Concord grape, all of the sweetness and flavor and intensity it holds, imagine concentrating that flavor into an even sweeter, even more intense, even more exceptional filling. And then wrapping it with buttery, flaky pie crust. The first taste was sheer delight. I found out after my first grape pie that my grandmother had a grape pie recipe too. Her recipe and Irene's are almost exactly the same. Apparently it's a German tradition, brought first to New York and spread by immigrants. I vowed after my first grape pie that I'd make one every fall. The other day my neighbor showed up with buckets of grapes. For the first time, I had my girls help me make grape pie. They shrieked with joy as they popped the grapes from their skins and declared the kitchen an eyeball laboratory. They poked at the jello-like pulp as they pushed it through the sieve and snuck fingers of sugar as we measured and mixed. Finally, they bit in. "It's like a grape jelly pie," my older daughter yelled. "Maybe we should make a peanut butter crust," the other suggested. In the end, though, we all agreed. As improbable as it sounds, we like grape pie, just the way it is. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Elspeth is sharing that recipe for improbable but delicious grape pie, and you'll find it right at our website, capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.